Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for this coming week, which begins on the fifth Sunday of Easter. If you've listened before, you know that in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the French Renaissance composer Jean Mouton. That's Mouton. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today, though, we'll skip over all of these in favor of presenting Monsieur Mouton's Missa Dites-moi toutes vos pensées, Tell Me All Your Thoughts. This Mass is based on a motet by Mouton's contemporary Loisette Compère, that's C-O-M-P-E accent grave R-E. Both were born in the 15th century and died in the 16th. We'll enjoy all 5 parts of Mouton's Mass, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei. But before we start Mouton's Mass, let's listen to the motet he based it on, also called Dites-moi toutes vos pensées. The composer, as I mentioned earlier, is Loisette Compère, a Franco-Flemish composer of the 15th and 16th centuries. He was one of the most significant composers of motets and chansons of that era, and one of the first musicians to bring the light Italianate Renaissance style to France. In the 1470s, Compère worked as a singer in Milan at the chapel of Duke Galeazzo Sforza. The chapel choir in the early 1470s grew into one of the largest and most famous singing ensembles in Europe. The singers of Compère's motet are the esteemed British ensemble The 16. That was a secular motet by Loisette Compère called Dites-moi toutes vos pensées, Tell Me All Your Thoughts. Now we'll hear Jean Mouton's Kyrie from his Mass of the same name based on that melody. The performers again are the 16.
Kyrie.
We've heard the Kyrie of Jean Mouton's Mass Ordinary, the Missa Dites-moi toutes vos pensées. Directly thereafter, in the order of the sung Mass, comes the Gloria, or Greater Doxology. Here again is Jean Mouton's setting, sung by the 16.
Thank you.
That was the Gloria, the greater doxology, of Jean Mouton's Missa Dites-moi toutes vos pensées, sung beautifully by the Talus scholars. We've heard the opening two sections, the Kyrie and Gloria of our Mass Ordinary for today. What would normally follow, interspersed with readings, are the gradual and Alleluia of the proper. But we're skipping those today in order to hear the entirety of Mouton's ingenious Mass Ordinary. Mouton, like Loisette Compère, was a French composer of the 15th and 16th centuries. He was famous both for his motets, which were among the most refined of the time, and for being the teacher of Adrien Villert, one of the founders of the Venetian school. Mouton was born Jean de Holeng, and at the age of 40, he entered the service of Queen Anne of Brittany. Mouton was now the principal composer for the French court. For the remainder of his life, he was employed by this court in one capacity or another, often writing music for state occasions, weddings, coronations, papal elections, births, and deaths. Mouton may have been the editor of the illuminated manuscript known as the Medici Codex, one of the primary manuscript sources of the time, which was a wedding gift for Lorenzo de Medici. Mouton was hugely influential both as a composer and as a teacher. Of his music, 9 Magnificat settings, 15 masses, 20 chansons, and more than 100 motets survive. Since he was a court composer for a king, the survival rate of his music is relatively high for the period, it being widely distributed, copied, and archived. The next singing today comes with the Nicene Creed, or Credo. Here again are the Talus scholars with Mouton's music.
Credo in unum Deo. Is it all on me?
was the credo of Jean Mouton's Missa Dites-moi toutes vos pensées. And now we've arrived at the next to last part of the Mass Ordinary, the Sanctus, the Holy, Holy, Holy. Again, it's Mouton's Mass and the Talus Scholars.
Thank you.
We've heard the Sanctus and Benedictus of today's Mass Ordinary by Jean Mouton. And now it's time for the final part of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Here again are the Talus scholars with Mouton's Mass.
Oh.
That was the Agnus Dei of our Mass Ordinary for today, Jean Mouton's Missa Dites-moi toutes vos pensées. And now, before I sign off, I have a special treat, namely Franz Schubert's immortal Ave Maria, sung by the soprano Renee Fleming. She's accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Ave Maria.
That was Renee Fleming and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with Schubert's famous Ave Maria. And with that, our Mass is ended, and we shall go in peace. I hope you've enjoyed the motets, the Ave Maria, and the Mass by Jean Mouton. And I hope you return next week, Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, as we continue to celebrate Eastertide. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's M-A-T-E-R-D-E-I radio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 192. As always, we welcome your comments and suggestions. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a very pleasant weekend.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.